Canada's offshore wells are not, at this point, a major source of oil for the United States. But Canada's tar sands, or oil sands, are huge for us. Energy expert Daniel Juergens says the oil sands could become the number one source of U.S. oil imports this year. Juergens chairs the Cambridge Energy Research Associates, an energy research consultancy. First off, Daniel Juergens, remind us what oil sands are and how you actually extract energy from them.
Well, oil sands are a resource that's embedded in rocks, and the basic thing is it doesn't flow like oil that you would pump out of a well. So you extract it either through a mining operation or by heating the underground, thus making it warmer and more liquid, and then it can flow to the surface.
And where do they lie in Canada?
They're primarily in Alberta, a province that's about the size of Texas, and then they go over the border into Saskatchewan.
Now, extracting oil from these sands is known to be an expensive and dirty process. What's driving this surge?
Well, what's driving the development of the oil sands are two things. One is the economics, that this oil is competitive. Otherwise, we wouldn't have gone from 600,000 barrels a day to almost 1.4 million barrels a day in 10 years if it wasn't economic. The other is it's a secure source. It sits next door to the United States. It doesn't have to travel in tankers. And that's why it has become an increasingly important part of our domestic oil supply.
Now, I've seen aerial photographs of the vast stretches of forest clear-cut in Canada to make way for these oil sands projects. It's pretty shocking. What exactly are the environmental and health prices that are paid for extracting petroleum from oil sands?
The photographs are very dramatic, and these are industrial processes, but it's a relatively small area in a very large province. In fact, it's a very small area. The other thing about it is there's this tendency to assume that the Canadians don't regulate this. And in fact, the oil sands are extremely highly regulated as an activity.
Now, BP is thinking of investing billions in oil sands in Canada. It makes me wonder what you think, Daniel Juergens, when you see thousands of barrels of oil gushing out into the Gulf of Mexico every day for the past month. Do you think good thing we've got those oil sands, or do you think the U.S. really has to speed up the transition to cleaner alternatives?
Well, I think the most important thing we can do in the near and medium term is to make our automobile fleet more efficient. That's the biggest impact you can have. And going from 27.5 miles per gallon to 35 miles per gallon is a very important step in that direction.
But before we get there to those high MPG standards, is the oil sand strategy the right one to pursue?
Well, the oil sands, it's a proven technology. It's been developed over a series of decades. There's been a lot of innovation in the last 10 years. That's why you're seeing the kind of growth you are. And I think that's going to be part of our energy supply. And it doesn't have to come to our shores in tankers across water, but rather comes from pipelines, and it comes from a country that's very friendly to us.
Do you think that we're reduced to choosing among the lesser of these competing evils?
I think the reality is that about 40% of our energy in our $14 trillion economy is provided by oil. As a country, we have 250 million vehicles that operate on gasoline. You're not going to change that overnight. And so we have an issue for the next 10, 20, 30 years of a transition and trying to ensure energy securities. And until somebody has an alternative, oil is what probably enables most of your listeners to get to and from work.
Daniel Juergens chairs the Cambridge Energy Research Associates. He's the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, The Prize, The Epic Quest for Oil, Money, and Power. Daniel Juergens, thank you very much.
Thank you.